This August, 160,000 Atlantic salmon escaped from a fish farm in the Puget Sound. That event has some people calling for an end to farming non-native fish in the Sound. They say that it's better to raise Atlantic salmon in tanks on land. In the second part of a two-part series for EarthFix, Eilish O'Neill visited a company on the north end of Vancouver Island that's doing just that, farming salmon in tanks.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, good to meet you.
Bill Cranmer is one of the hereditary chiefs of the Namgis First Nation. I met him on the ferry dock in Alert Bay, off the north coast of Vancouver Island. He tells me that, for centuries, the Namgis depended on the Nimkish River and its bounty of salmon for their livelihoods.
Our people were considered very rich because of the river that had all of these resources in.
Now, there are hardly any salmon left. Fishermen have lost their jobs, and the salmon cannery has closed. Alert Bay is a town in poverty. Cranmer says fish farms have been part of the problem.
The fish farms are a real breeding ground for sea lice. And when the chum salmon leave the river, they're just little fish. If they're attacked by sea lice, they don't survive.
Sea lice are Cranmer's main concern, but he has other ones too. Fish farms in open water spread viruses and antibiotic resistance. And then, of course, there are fish escapes and the potential problems they bring. That's why Cranmer decided to try to prove a concept, that it isn't necessary to farm Atlantic salmon in open water. It's possible to raise them on land, in giant tanks. He started a company, Kutera. Kutera's warehouse holds 8 tanks taller than I am. They're lit with swimming pool lights. Every once in a while, a fish jumps.
I used to be quite nervous giving tours.
Gary Ullstrom's the CEO of Kutera.
I'm a chartered accountant by training, so when I was asked to help create Kutera, North America's first land-based Atlantic salmon farm, it was quite a daunting proposition.
Raising salmon on land requires doing what marine water bodies do naturally. In, say, Puget Sound, tides move fish waste away from fish farms. In tanks, pumps, filters, and bacteria clean the water. The cost of pumping and cleaning the water means salmon farmed in tanks are more expensive than salmon farmed in bays and inlets. Washington State Senator Kevin Ranker says there's also a cost in raising salmon in the Sound. It's just that Washington residents end up paying the price of the pollution fish farms leave in publicly owned water.
We're subsidizing an industry that is dramatically impacting other industries and an ecosystem that we all care about.
That's why Ranker wants Washington State to take its fish farms out of the water and put them on land instead. Conservationists agree that's the better option. Kutera salmon has a certification called OceanWise, which grades seafood according to how sustainable it is. That's why the OceanWise chef, Ned Bell, cooks with Kutera salmon.
I'm going to pan sear it. Nice and seared caramelization, that golden brown color. How are we going to continue to have people being able to eat responsible seafood and also, you know, to protect wild stocks? We need to look towards aquaculture as an opportunity to replace that protein.
The Northwest grocery store chain Hagen used to carry Kutera salmon, but they don't anymore. That's because of the extremely high cost and logistical challenges of getting salmon down from the north end of Vancouver Island. But if Senator Ranker gets his way, we'll soon have Atlantic salmon farmed in tanks that are a lot closer to Pacific Northwest grocery stores. Kutera CEO Gary Ullstrom hopes those farms can learn from his experiences.
All that we've learned are posted on our website to share with the world. Because our goal is really to accelerate the adoption of this technology.
In the meantime, some grocery stores in the Pacific Northwest already carry Atlantic salmon, farmed in tanks, and flown in from Denmark. On British Columbia's Vancouver Island, I'm Eilish O'Neill.